So we're learning Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Eil Dvarim Shadam Yotzei Ben Yechavas V'Pesach. 5 minutes. So the first question we asked, which we don't have an answer for, but the why does Gemara bring in Kusman Min Chitin Shibola Shul was the Shifu Min? So who cares about that with regard to Pesach? So Rashi clearly states that that's not with Pesach. That's with Truma. Taish says no. That's with Challah. What's it doing anyways? But anyways, it belongs really according to Taisus in the Mishnah on the Mishnah in Menachas. But why is Gemara redacted here? But anyways, so let's leave that go. But now the question is the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says the Chachamim, the pasuk says Lo Sachalav Chametz Shavusiyam Lo Sachalav Matzos Lachamoni. So the only thing that can be matzah is something which you can violate achilas chametz. So and rice doesn't come with day chimutz; it comes in day seracham. Okay, so that excludes rice. Long comes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and he says no, I include rice. Why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri include rice? Apparently, because he disagrees on the process. He holds this is not seracham; this is chimutz, right? So if that's the case, so let's say go along with that. As strange as it sounds, you should have machlekes, what's chametz and what's not chametz, but let's say that's the machlekes, kind of like a biochemical machlekes. But anyways, so according to, let's say Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, so he says it comes to chametz. Fine. But just because something comes to chametz doesn't necessarily mean that yotze matzah. Let's say, for instance, I found an apple that came to chametz. So would you say you're going to be yotze matzah with that? So everybody told me no, because they said, because it has to be lechem. Oh, so lechem's a qualification, right? So why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if he argues that it's chimutz, fine. But why does he have to hold, just because it's chimutz, that yotzi ve'chavas v'pesach, it's still, where do you get that idea that's lechem? Right? So we begin to see that this machlokes is a little bit more complex, a little more intertwined there, right? Okay. Go. Yeah, it applies to brachas. Muslim, the Gemara says in brachas. You mean Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argues on two scores? First of all, he says what you call seracha, I call chametz. What?
You can prove from
Gate of the
Rock, you must hold it.
Lechem Domach. You can prove from here. All right. Because it says, Shiva Siam of Matzos, Lechem Oni. So you can prove from here. So you can prove a lot of things, but it does not make any sense just because you prove it better. You know what I mean? So you proved it. Okay. But now, what kind of sense does it make? Why are these two things totally zebozeh? I mean, and where's the machlekes? And why can't somebody say the other way? Yeah, it's chimutz, but it's still not yotzei chavasa, because it's not lechem. Yeah, I accept that. That Rashi seems to say there is some kind of chimutz process that you could subject them to. And if you do, however, you're never going to get the end product that you're going to get with the... There's no end product of chametz. Okay. Yeah, that's I can accept it. But still, the question is, so what's the machlekes? I mean, maybe not necessarily. I mean, Rashi is always nami lechem. I mean, so they say it's a mistaken Rashi. It should say kamis nami lechem. Let's leave that question whether it's mistaken or not. But whatever it is. But it could be right. Yeah, I think according to the pshat that I'm thinking of now, it could be Rashi's gear, so you don't have to change. Our race is good. But we'll see. There is something here that Rashi, this Rashi really uncovers, I think, gives you insight into a way to approach the machlekes. See, I say the question is whether it's truma or chala. Go ahead, you want to take that? I think the question is, you're dealing with a machlekes time, there are two institutions. There's an institution of truma, and there's an institution of challah. What's the difference between those two? I say. It's interesting. Tosfos mentions challah, Rashi mentions truma. But the difference is that in truma, the halacha is on the min. The time that the min grows, that's when you have the chi of truma, right? But challah is an additional chi. Challah is meireishis ariso seichem. Challah tarimus truma. Okay, so that's a halacha. Challah only comes into existence when? When you have an isa. When you have an isa. When you have a dough. When you have a loaf. Okay? So you see that there are two entities in the Torah. There's an entity of the species when they grow. And that's why truma really is chayev in the kri, right? Once you make a kri out of it, so then you're chayev in truma. They take it, they winnow it and the whole thing and they make kri. That's when you're chayev they take the grain, you know what I mean, the way it grows, and it goes through certain process until it becomes until you pile it up as wheat, grains. So that's a chiyuv in the min. Okay. But what you do with it later has nothing to do with it. You chayev right away. But the chiyuv challah is a separate chiyuv. It's meireishis ariso seichem challah terimus ruma. So the challah is a different process. It's a process of what? Process of making a dough out of it. Okay, making a loaf, kneading it, making a loaf out of it, making a dough out of it. Okay, so you see the Torah has two different stages and two different chiyuvim, right? So now the question is a simple one. The question is, what is the essence of lechem? Is the essence of lechem tied to the min? Or is the essence of lechem tied to what? To the Esau. And Esau creates the Shem Lechem. See, as long as you can create an Esau, so the essence of the Din Lechem really rests upon the question of can you create an Esau out of it? You see? So if you say that it's Halacha and Esau, so a lot of things could fall into that category. You say, Orez, Dochan, that's why the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Miri says, even Karmas. Why? Because you can make an Esau out of it. You can make an Esau out of it. See, that's what Rashi says. That Demin Doganu, that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri goes backwards. He says that this is a Min Dogon. You see? And even though it says Lechem, no, Rashi says, you know, according to what we're learning, you say Rashi says, Orez Nami Lechem. Why is Orez any different? How come Orez is Lechem? So the answer is, because since you can make an Esau out of Orez, so once you have a Shem Esau, so you have a Shem Lechem. So Kamis is not any inferior. Okay? What? Yeah, but that's the same question. Why is Orez Min? No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you that the machlekes of Min Dagon or not Min Dagon is a machlekes in where the essence of lechem obtains its definition from. If the essence of lechem obtains its definition from the Esau, from the Shem Esau, then you're going to have one system. If the essence of lechem obtains its shem from certain minim, you're going to be operating on a different system. You see? That's the question. Okay? Yes, what's the definition of Esau? The definition of Esau is anything that any type of Esav that you can put it through certain processes. You hull it and you take out the grain. And you make it into a flour, and you knead it with water, and you bake it in the oven, and it's something that people eat in that manner, then it has a shem lechem. And, what? And you eat it at a suda, and it's used as a staple. You can use it as a staple at a suda. Okay? Like, for instance, I think tapioca, I think, is used as a staple in South America. Yeah, a lot of people? Right. It's a root. Yeah, but the only thing is that wouldn't qualify over here, because that's a root. It's no good. It would have to be something that's an asev, and that you make into a flour. It would seem to me it has to be a flour, knead it with water, and make it into an iso. It has to be an iso. I don't think a root would not be good. I'm sorry. I just mentioned I use it as a staple. But that's what it would seem. So, therefore, the question revolves around what? Where the essence of lechem derives from? Does it derive from the Shem Esau? Reishis arisoseichem chala terimus ruma? Or does it derive from the din of the min, of the minim? Excuse me?
Can you explain that second slide?
Yes, and now the question is, but the Gemara depends this on the question of chimutz. So how does chimutz fit into the picture? That's the question. Okay? All right, so what do you say? Yes, what do you say? Actually, should I tell you what I think? I want to think, what's up to you? I don't want to rob you of the door. It seems like this. In other words, the Torah says there's a difference between the role of chimutz. If the Torah says, for instance, there are these species. There are certain species that result in lechem. And how are you supposed to determine that? The ones that have chimutz. That's the mark of differentiation. Okay, so the mark of differentiation is chimutz, and that's one system. The Torah says it's halach in the grains, but these grains must have a certain mark, distinctive mark. And what is their distinction? That it's a process of chimutz. If the Torah sets up that formula, then there's no question that the Torah is referring to the process that takes place in the five species only. Because that's the mark of the species. In other words, the Torah is saying it's halacha in the min, but which minim? Only the minim that have a certain distinction. What's that distinction? Chimutz. Then there's only five. Okay. What's that? I'm just saying there's only five. Theoretically, you're right. Wouldn't matter. There's no halacha has to be these five. You're right. Could have been a six, but there is no six. Okay? You're absolutely right. But as far as we know, there's no six. Right? So, at any rate, and then, if somebody had told me they found the six, I wouldn't worry about it. That's the story is not lacking. But anyways, that's the formula. The formula is, but the thing is that the formula of the Torah, is minim. But there are a lot of minim, but then the Torah has an exclusionary process. What's the exclusionary process? Look for chimutz. That's the mark which these minim have. So if it's the mark of distinction, the only distinction that with the mark of distinction of chimutz is real chimutz. Nothing else. Because that is the thing which differentiates grains. There are grains, and that's the way they differentiate. That's the mark of differentiation. See, the Torah tells you, minim, take in all minim at first, and exclude the ones that don't have this mark of differentiation. There's a mark of differentiation here. Varim abam v'chimutz. Okay? If it's a mark of differentiation, it's a clear reference to the unique process of chametz that's found in bread, in the process of our bread, which are five minim. Okay. What? Ours? If it's the mark of distinction, and that's the entity of elimination. So clearly, it's a reference to the unique process of rising dough. Okay, which is only in the five. But if I say the essence of the thing is Esau, so then it's any min which can become an Esau. is included in the essence. That's the essential mark, which determines whether this particular species qualifies. But there's something else. There is also, there has to be a process alongside of chimutz. We know that there is a process of chimutz. Okay. But then the process of chimutz is not functioning anymore as an essential highlight, you see, because the essence is really the mark of distinction is the esau. You see, that's the essence. We happen to, it has to have characteristics, a certain characteristics that the esau have. One of the characteristics is chimutz. So then it doesn't make any difference if the chimutz is a chimutz muat or if it's the real chimutz that we know. Because the whole category of chimutz has lost its place. You know what I mean? In terms of the scope of how you're viewing it, it's a different perspective. Now it's a change of perspective on this entity of chimutz. You see, it's not an essential mark of distinction anymore. It's simply a characteristic. The mark of distinction is the esau. That's the essential thing. But an esau has to have a characteristic of chimutz. So Rabbi Chaminer says, "Karv lachmitz." This is that is, does it have a characteristic of chimutz? As I said, you're right. Your reading of Rashi was right. That it's in machmitzin osan. Yes, it will not come to the end product of chametz, but it does have some kind of a process of chimutz. You see? The shame chimutz it does have. But the difference, the machlokas tanoim, is really dependent on how you, which system you're using. If your system is essentially minim, and the Torah is using osochel of chametz, which that's the mark of differentiation, then we know it's a reference to the unique character of the full process of chimutz. So, you know, but if you say that really that's a side thing, there are characteristics involved also, but the essence of the thing is that which you can make an esau out of. The esau is the essence. It has to have the characteristics of chametz. We know that. But now chametz is thrown into a different category. A category of characteristic, not a highlighted criterion. You see, if it's just characteristic, so then it doesn't matter. As long as it partakes of it, it has the characteristic. See, that's the machlekes. That's the machlekes. The question is the role of chimutz. That's the question. And that depends on if it's simply halachin the minim, and the essence is the min. But the Torah is telling you, look out for these min, they have a certain unique characteristic. Then it's going to be real chametz. Or it's definitely going to work. But if the Torah says, the minim are unimportant, the thing is, what's important is anything that makes an esau is the essence. So the esau is really the essence of it. The only thing is, we know it has to have a characteristic of chametz. As a characteristic, rice is fine. You see? Okay, that's what I said before, that you don't have to change the Rashi necessarily. Rashi could be saying the same thing like everybody else.
Ancillary from the inside.
The machlokes is what's the role. If you highlight something, you say this is the essential thing, so that it's a reference to a certain unique kind of a process. But if it's not highlighted anymore, something else is highlighted, but we happen to know it has a characteristic. Characteristics, as long as it partakes of it, it satisfies the category of characteristic. That's the question. Is it in the category of an essence or merely a characteristic? That would be much like something. That's very good. That's very good. Was it Ram Pesh and Shnayas? It's much like that. What's the question?
It says, Kol Ram
That's Ram and Pesach Mishnayos. So it's Allah in the minim. So the differentiator of the minim is the chimutz. Then it's got to be. Then we know what we're talking about. There is a unique process of chimutz. Okay. Explains Rashi, because Rashi says it's been a geir to truma. You see. So why does Rashi say it's nageya to truma? Because Rashi is telling you that they hold it's halachin. That's why the Gemara brings it down over here. Because that's the very machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim. Is it halachin the min or not? So Rashi says that the Gemara brought it down here, benegeah to truma. Not benegeah, even though the Gemara in Menachos is talking benegeah to challah, but that's not why the Gemara brought it here. See, what is doing over here? That's what's bothering Rashi. So the answer is no, it's very important over here. Because the whole machlekes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim is totally in whether it's the min and truma is halacha in the min. As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that the essence is a halacha in Isa. Okay, so Rashi fits in very nicely. Explains Rashi.
That's right.
Yeah, the Gemara is bringing truma because since it's essential halacha in the minim and truma is halacha in the minim, so Gemara's, it's an extension from the whole idea of chametz and matzah. It's an extension from that idea. That's why it belongs here. That was the question. What's truma doing over here? Okay. Okay. So what we added was the abaya. Okay, because the Gemara says that the abaya and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that what does karv lachmitz mean? Does it mean kadam lachmitz, or does it mean karv lachmitz havi chametz gomer lo havi? So interesting. Oh yeah, that was yeah. So interesting is, but apparently the Gemara held. Yeah, so Rashi says what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if you anish karas or not. But Rashi doesn't say the nafkamina is whether it could be yotze matzah or not. So apparently, even if it's not chametz gomor, you still will be able to be yotze matzah. Midaraisa. But why? Why don't we say, you know, that in order to be yotze matzah, it must be something that could be both the chametz karas, right? Yeah, real chametz. Full-fledged. Right. So the answer we gave was that the halacha of matzah is matzah really the sochal of chametz shivas yom tachal of matzos. Why say shivas yom tachal of matzos? Because it means that the matzah is that lechem ha'odam that becomes kavua for the entire time, al yidei isa chametz. The isa chametz, ordinarily a person is lechem, but the isa chametz is koveya, the lechem ha'odom, for that shavua, it's koveya it as matzah. That's what matzah is. Matzah is the lechem that's nikva, al yidei isa chametz. So that's the essence. So it's not because it has the ability to become chametz that makes it matzah. It means that it's nikval yidei iser chametz. So since that's the case, it doesn't matter whether it's an iser karas or an iser lav. What's the difference? It doesn't make any difference whether it's an iser karas or whether it's an iser lav. Because in either case, the iser chametz is koveya the shivas hayomim, shivas yom tachol of matzos. That's what the pasuk says, shivas yom tachol of matzos. It means to say that since there's an iser chametz, the chametz converts the kviyas alechem from chametz to matzah. So as long as it's a lav, it'll be kaveya. It's not because it has the intrinsic property of being chametz, because then you'd say it should be real chametz gomer. If it's not gomer, it wouldn't be good. Okay. And Agavoch, we just mentioned the famous gro. That the gro says that you get a kima mitzvah and you eat matzah during the whole week. So I mentioned the Rav had his doubts about the authenticity of it. Because it's in Maaser Rav. Maaser Rav, he says, not 100% reliable. But I was thinking of a possible svara, that since this is the idea that chametz, the achilas chametz is, the achilas chametz, the isra achilas chametz is koveya, the chefte shel achilas matzo. So the isra achilas chametz is koveya, the chefte shel achilas matzo. So, that's the pasuk. Lo socha lav chametz. Shivas yomim tocha lav matzos. So what the Gro is saying is that this is one case where you can be mekayim a lo sase bekum vase. Because ordinarily you can't mekayim a lo sase. But over here it's a different kind of, it's a lo sase, it's a lav which creates an entity of matzah. The lav pri, so the fact that you're eating matzah is intrinsically an abstention from chametz. Because that's what the issa chametz does. The issa chametz converts the lechem to matzah, creates the entity of matzah. So what the grow, and that's the pasuk, l'sachol av chametz, shivas yamim tachol av matzahs. Ayin ayin ari l'chayev shivas yamim. But it means, what he's saying is that whenever a person eats matzah, he has a kiyam a mitzvah. It doesn't mean it's all dominion of mitzvahs. He has a kiyam a mitzvah of abstention of a kumvaseh, an extension, a kiyam of the, a kumvaseh in the losase and the lav of achilas chametz. Oh, yeah, the abaya, okay, yeah, right. The abaya according to Rabbi Yochanan Meir. What he has two sides. Yeah. Same thing like Shabbos. That the abstention is the essay. Okay. So it's a little different. It's not simply an abstention. It's the kvias halachim of matzah. Okay. So now the Gemara says two possibilities in Rabbi Yochanan Meir. One possibility is that it's chametz gomor. One possibility that it's chametz chametz is not gomor. So we want to say that what's the definition now that we defined Rabbi Yochanan ben Ori? What's the definition? So the definition is, it's true that chimutz is an accidental feature. It's only an accidental feature. But the question is, does this accidental feature create two levels of Esau, or there's only one level? That's the question. You see, if you hold that the shem lechem emerges not from Esau but from minim, so then there's no question when the Torah says it's the min, which min? The one that has chimutz. So it's referring to chimutz proper. There's no question about that. But if you say that what? That it's really the Esau is really the essence of the lechem, and chimutz is simply a characteristic, it's an accidental feature. So then still you could say, okay, as long as it partakes of chimutz, so it has the accidental feature. But the Gemara's question is still, are there two levels? Because you have chametz that's chayev karis, and you have chametz that's only balav. So the Gemara's question is, does that feature, if it's not in its complete form, does it create two shemos? Are there two shemos in the Esau? Or no, there's only one. That's the Gemara's question. Yeah, we took one more thing that we didn't take up in Shia. That's Rashi says, Dvar ban lechimetz adam yotze behen. So Rashi says, Mishum matzah emasan matzah. If he made it into a shem matzah, Rashi says. What does Rashi mean to say? He means to say that the mitzvah, it doesn't mean anything that could have come to chimutz, and you were ma'akev the chimutz, you'll be yotzi the matzah. It has to have a shem matzah. It has to have a shem matzah. Because the cheftza shel mitzvah is a matzah, is matzah. And that's what we explained, Agavorcha, we explained the idea of Lishma. What's the idea of Shmira Lishma? What's the idea of Shmira Lishma? So, it's not a Sefer Torah. It doesn't need Lishma. It's not Tzitzis. It doesn't need a Seel Lishma. But what it means is, like the Rambam says, that Ishmarta Mesamatzos, since the Torah says Ishmarta Mesamatzos, Klomar, Okay, so what does it mean? It means to say that over here, it's not simply relying on chazakas. But over here, the dagon has to be shamor. So it has to have a shame. There's a shame shamor in the chefza. Okay? There's a shame shamor in the chefza. That's how the rough answer to the question, because over here the Rambam says you can't eat matzah shayna mishamaris. And then he quotes the Rif Salach in the end of Chametz of Matzah, that by the Pesach, that Mishain la Matzah Mishmeres ala Kazayas. Kishigam Masudas and Matzah Shainim Mishmeres. But in Matzah Shainim, how could it be Matzah Shainim Mishmeres going to Rama? So that's what the Rav said. No, it wasn't Mishmeres la Shain Matzah. So what it means is like this. that since there's a shame shamur in the Cheftza, so the Dagon is there's a generic shame shamur that everything you're eating has a shame shamur. May chametz has a shame shamur, and then since there is already a shame shamur in the Cheftza, so the matzah which you use for kiyum a mitzvah also has to have a shame shamur. So that's a Rashi. Imaso matzah yotze because the Cheftza shel mitzvah is matzah. So the matzah must have a shame shamur. So how does the matzah have a shame shamur? So that means that the shmira that you do b'shas asiya is a shmira in order to have an entity of matzah. In order to have an entity of matzah. So the shame shamur, you could have a shame shamur in the cheftza of simply shamur mechametz, but the matzah with which your yotze, your dechovaso, has to also have a shame shamur. So what does that mean? It means there's a shame shamur in the cheftza of, in the cheftza shel matzah, there's a shame shamur. So how do you have a shame shamur in the cheftza shel matzah? So the answer is that the shmira was for a specific purpose in order to create matzah. In order to create an entity of matzah, does not matzah's mitzvah. You don't have to have in mind matzah's mitzvah, because there's no din l'shmar. But the idea is that simply the shmira was for the purpose of creating an entity of matzah. So that's how you have the shame shamor has to be in the cheftza shel mitzvah. So it must be shamor. Why shamor? In order to create an entity of matzah. So the shame shomer is nitfas in the cheftza. Okay. And that's this guy. This guy's just from the Mishnah. Huh? From the Mishnah in Achala. That comes out a strange thing. That from our Gemara would appear that Kusman is Menchitim. And if that's the case, so then the Sa'orin should not be Mitztarif with the Kusman or with the Chitim. But the Mishnah says that Sa'orin Mitztarif and I call Kusman a Chitim. Alma Kusman by this Aaron is Shapadami. So you see that what? So you see that Kusman is good with Aaron. So I mean, so it's a big problem. So what is Kusman? Was it? Is it both? Well, I'm going to read the Kusman Menchitin, Kloma Af Menchitin. When it says Kusman is Menchitin, it doesn't mean it's really only Menchitin, but it's also Menchitin. But Kosh came in Aaron. It certainly means Aaron. I mean, it's all kind of classifications. Yeah, so that's the question. So the question is Kusman equals Chitin? So if Aaron is not a star for Chitin, it should not be a star for Kusman. So Taisa says, no, Taisa does not answer hybrid. Hybrid is not a good answer. It's a hybrid. It's Men Chitin. So it's a Kusman, Men Chitin, Men Aaron. It's not a hybrid. And you see from Taisa's answer that it's not so simple, because Taisa says, Af Menchitim. And Kol Shekain Menzorim. That's what Taisa says.
It wouldn't be a third min if it's a.
Yes, the third min, what is the Kol Shekain and what's the Af? Yeah. So what's the answer? So you have to have an idea what the basis for the classification is. You see? The basis for the classification is not. Is not a classification based on botany. It's not a botanical classification. It's a different kind of classification. The classification of the min is really based on the way it works in the Esau. So actually, it comes back to what we were saying, that the min is not classified according to the way it grows. It's classified according to the way it functions in an Esau. That's the way it's classified. Okay? So therefore, the chitin is really the highest. That functions in an Esau in the highest manner. Okay? So Orin function in a different manner in the Esau. So Shibolas, the classification of Shibolas, Shul, and what else? And Shifun and Saorin The minima are classified according to the way they function. Okay? All right? So that's the nature of the classification. So it's a halacha in the min. It means there is a concept, there is a din of min. But the din of min is determined by how it functions in the episode. Okay? So therefore, what Taisvus is saying is that the Kusmin, okay, now you need one more thing. That basically there are two headings. In other words, there are two classifications. Which are they? Chiton Sofer. Eretz Chiton Sofer. So really there's two headings. Chiton and Sofer. And the thing is that anything outside of Chito Sa'ora will necessarily fall under one of those two. So Shibolas, Shul, and Shifun fall under Sa'ora. Okay? But Kusmin will fall under Chitin, will even fall under Chitin. And therefore, it will certainly fall on this other. Because Kavacham, you say. Yes. So what makes fall on the Sahara is the fact that it has the properties of it has certain properties in terms of the way it functions in the Issa. So Kusmin really has properties of Chitin. You follow? So therefore, it'll even fall on the chita, but certainly it'll fall on the sara, because it's not a shame chita itself. In other words, you have two major classifications: eretz chita sara. So it has to fall. So those are the essential demon shame of min is chita sara. Now anything new has to fall under one of those two. Okay. So shibola shul and shifun. They only fall under Sahara because of the characteristics. But Kusmin, now you have to decide where does Kusmin fall. So since it has the properties of Chitim, so it falls under Chitim, but Kal v'chomer will come under Sahara.
But Chitim aren't Sahara.
Now Chitim are not Sahara. But Kusmin is not Chitim. Kusmin is a new thing that now you have to put under one of the two categories. Now I have a new thing. But I want it to carry it. So if it has certain characteristics which are like Sorum, so we're going to go on the Sorum. But what if it has characteristics of Chitim? So we'll fall on the both. So that's how it says. Af min Chitim. It'll even fall on the Chitim. Certainly it'll come on the Sorum. So there are only two Shemos. That's what Taisa is saying. There's only two Shemos.
It can't just be one.
Because it doesn't have a Shem Chitim. See, it doesn't, in other words, there are only two Shemos. Chitim, a Shem Chitim, and a Shem Sorah. So if it's a, so when you have, so that's why Chitim is not Mitztarfim with Sorah, because this is a Shem Chitah, and this is a Shem Sorah. But Kusmin doesn't have a Shem Chitah. Kusmin it doesn't have a Shem. So now it has to fall under one of the two. It doesn't mean when it says, that's what Taisa is saying, when it says Kusmin min Chitim, it doesn't mean to say that it has the shame chita. It means that it qualifies. It even qualifies on the chita. You see, but it doesn't have a shame chita. It doesn't have the shame min chita. If it had the shame min chita, then it couldn't be mitzvah for sorin. What is ma'akev the chita from being mitzvah for the sorin? Is because of the shame chita. The shame chitin is ma'akev it from being mitzvah for the shame sorin, because those are two shamos. But the other ones don't have intrinsic shamos. They simply have to fall under, since the nature of the determination of the min is because of the way it functions in the Esau. So the function in the Esau produces two shamos. You see. But now I have other things. Those things don't have the shame chita. But it comes under the heading of one of the two. So it could come under the heading of both.
The function of the function.
No, it's Kusman doesn't have, when it says Kusman Mechitim, it doesn't mean it has a shame Chitim. The only thing that has shame Chitim is Chitim, Chitim itself. The min Chitim. But now you have other things that you've been marba, so those things that you're adding will be quite, in other words, it has the qualification of Chitim. It has the qualification of Sa'ara. So if anything besides the original Chitah and Sa'ara, which are the two exclusive Shemos that are not Mitzaref with each other, anything besides that will either, it has the qualification, it has the Hechsher. Now you have to have now this new Min either comes under the Hechsher of Chitim or comes under the Hechsher of Sa'ara. Okay? It's not going to be a min chitim because it's a separate min by itself. But these two minim create create halachos that are machshir in a certain way. So if it's a new thing, it can't be a min chitim. It's only one min chitim. But the min chitim is like an av, that it's machshir those things that don't have a shem chitim. So it's a machshir. So therefore, it will be machshir the kusmin. And certainly, Kusmin is good for Sa'ara. Because if the Shem Chitim is Machshir, it has the Hechshir of Chitim, it certainly has the Hechshir of Sa'ara. But it's not recognized as a Shem of a Min, if Ne'atz Musa. There's only two Shemos. So of course it's not Chitim, it's not that Min. But in order to be over Chometz, in order to make Matzah, you don't need bedafka these two shemos. You need these two shemos are ovos that are machshir those things that fall under. It's a different kind of classification. It's like oven tola is a good example.
Why is it?
Oh, it's a koshkin because if it qualifies with the hechsher of chitim, which is the higher one, so it certainly is. In other words, let's say I have the shul. So I have to know, can it be qualified by either chitim or sora? So the answer is shibola shul is qualified by sora. It's not qualified by chitim. But if something's qualified by chitim, it's certainly qualified by sora. So you have two identities that are unique, and under these identities, you have things that have properties of these things, which the min is machshir. Doesn't mean it's that min. The min is machshir. So if the min chitim is machshir, so wait a minute, sorry. Because that means it's the higher level. It's a quantitative, in hechsher, it's a quantitative hechsher. So some think it fall only up to the sorum. Can't go beyond that. You see? So if it can't go beyond that, so then it can't be mitzaref. In other words, what prevents tziruf is one of two things. If a thing is only mukhshar al yidei se'orim, so then it certainly, then it can't be mitzaref with chitim. But the reason why it works that way, the reason why you have that system is because it's all totally in the function in the Issa. You know what I mean? If it weren't that way, then it wouldn't make sense.
This lends itself to like quantities. And
that's why it lends itself to quantities. That's why it lends itself to degrees. Because the whole essence of the thing, the essence of the min of chitim, and the essence of the min of se'orim is how they function in an Issa. That everybody agrees. It's a little closer to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but not, still not what it is.
It's chitim
sora because the giver. Yeah, that's the essential. And it makes sense because why is the Torah saying eretz chitim sora? Because it's telling you about the birkas eretz yisrael. And what's the good of chitim sora? Not the eater broa. It's the eater in the nisa. So what's the difference really now in Taisus and next part of Taisus? That he says if you make one loaf, so it doesn't matter. So you put them all in it together. Chitim, Sora, and everything. But if you make, just take chitim, Sora. But if you make a loaf out of chitim and a loaf out of Sora, let's say, and then you push them together, noshuch,
So then it won't be mistarif.
So what's the difference? I mean,
why is mistarif from one loaf and not from one loaf to the next?
The thing is like this, that you see, the shame doesn't emerge until you have an isa.
That was your premise.
But the thing is, there's no halacha that you have to have a shame isas sa'orim. There's no halacha you have to have a shame isas chitim. The fact that it's unidentifiable as a specific isa shel chitim or isa shel sa'orim is not ma'akev in the shame isa. It just doesn't have an identity. You see? So when it's bo'o, when it's mixed together, so the fact that you don't, in order to have a shame nisa, you don't have to have a shame in specific. You see? You don't, it doesn't have to be a specific shame. You know what I mean? It's a shame nisa. What kind of nisa? It doesn't have an identity. It doesn't have a specific identity. But that doesn't mean if I make an Esau out of rye, for instance, that it doesn't have a shame Esau shel shifun. No. That's if you make the Esau out of one min, so then the shame Esau will, the shame of the min will be nitfas as an Esau shel sorin or an Esau shel chitim. But you don't have to have an individual identity in order to have a shame Esau. So when it's bowled together, so it remains an unidentifiable in terms of the men. But if they all, if it's not ma'akivit from creating Shem Isa, you see? But at the same time, if I make an Isa out of Sa'orim, yes, the shame, it'll have a Shem Isa Sa'orim. See, that's what Taisus
says. When you mix them together, you're saying the men loses its identity?
Doesn't have an identity.
They each lose their own specific identity.
There's nothing's lost. It never emerged. So all these five types can contribute to create an Esau. But just because they can contribute to create an Esau doesn't mean that it's going to create an Esau that has five shemos. That doesn't make any sense. Right, but they can all contribute to a shame Isa. What kind of an Isa? It's a shame Isa, anonymous. It's an Isa. But if I make an Isa Sa'orim, it'll be a shame Isa Sa'orim. And then it'll be starved with the Nasha. And then it'll all be starved with the with its own type.
So we'll be starved. We'll be starved.
But it's based on what? Yeah, that's where it is. That's where it is. But again, you see the idea that it's all totally in the Esau. But that's my sense. Very good answer. Just because I say if I have an Esau Sa'orim, that is a shame Esau Sa'orim, does not mean that if I mix all five together, that it has a shame of all five. Or that it can't have a shame Esau. That's not true. It just lacks distinction. That's a good question. I always question if you make an Isa Stam, so what's the halacha with regard to Tziruf, with the Isa Stam or the other four? Can it definitely be Mistarva as it just doesn't have an identity? Stavra is that way. Or do I say no, that since it doesn't have any identity, in order to be Mistarva, it has to have some kind of an identity? And that's a good question. Okay. Yep. Question is going to be mistarif with all of them, the Isa Stam? Or can't mistarif with that, yeah. See, the Rech and Manur was not that far. Because even going to Chum, everything is Meshem Isa. But they recognize Min, nevertheless. But Rech and Manur doesn't recognize Meshem Isa. I mean, even if you learn the Gemara like Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gemara's question is very difficult. It's the Gemara's question from Himchul Vagamo. According to Rashi, you understand all of you. But according to Rashi, it's Alach and Derech Achila. So there's a certain requirement of derech achila for the mitzvah matzah. That doesn't mean there's a certain requirement for derech achila and other b'chayef karas. But even according to Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that the imchul means that you did something to the tzuras hapas, so that would make sense in the tzuras hapas. You did something to it. Now it doesn't qualify for achilas matzah because the tzuras hamitzvah is achila of an entity that's on a certain qualifies as matzah. But for chametz. Chametz is an issur karas. How did issur chametz get removed? Where did it go to?
just because you reduced its level, but it's chametz. I mean, it's a sham chametz. It's not going to go away.
It seems like you're saying that the sham chametz is some.